T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. 3 people have been shot at a home in Northridge. LAPD responding to a call of shots fired on Van Alden Avenue this morning found the injured people when they entered the home. Their conditions are not currently known. Detectives are investigating and say it appeared to have happened as a domestic incident, and there is no danger to the community at this time. Officials at the Los Angeles School District explaining why they were only now getting out the word of a possible school shooting 2 weeks ago after it happened. 2 weeks after it happened, the latest school board meeting was told a boy at Hollenbeck Middle School ended up with a bullet in the jaw. Board member Nick Malvoyne telling KNX it was not clear at first this was a shooting, and the incident only confirmed after a CAT scan showed the bullet.
It's an ongoing investigation that is maybe prompting more questions than have been answered. We're of course happy that the student is doing okay. As of this point, I have no information suggesting that this happened with a weapon on campus.
But he says it does highlight again the issue of school safety.
We're actually in the process of building a new system that will be better at identifying these instances, reporting them, and then actually even using some machine learning to kind of identify patterns.
Last time a student was injured like this was last year at a Salvador Castro Middle School after the accidental discharge of a gun in a student's backpack. We'll be getting more details this hour from Torrance police, who say they've identified a suspect in the 1972 kidnapping and murder of an 11-year-old girl. Terry Lynn Hollis disappeared in front of her Torrance home on Thanksgiving of that year, and her body was discovered by fishermen the following day on a cliff in Oxnard. Governor Newsom says he remains personally involved in talks with Uber, Lyft, and other gig economy companies, even after the state Senate approved a bill that would provide protections for gig workers. He tells the Wall Street Journal that no matter what happens with the bill, he's committed to continuing these talks. The measure would make it harder for those companies to classify workers as independent contractors, and many are seeking exemptions. It's expected to pass the Assembly today before heading to the governor's desk. It has been 18 years since the terror attacks in New York and Washington, D.C., but that day is seared into people's memories. L.A. officials holding a remembrance ceremony this morning. KNX 1070's John Baird is there live. He joins us with this report.
It began with bagpipes and then an honor guard in front of a huge broken piece of the World Trade Center, with dozens of firefighters and police officers here and dignitaries, including city council members and Mayor Eric Garcetti. They were honoring the first responders and all the victims who died the day the Twin Towers came down. L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas told me before the ceremony that he remembers that day himself very well.
And we began preparing for potential targets in here in Los Angeles. As you recall, there were several hundred planes still in the air, and there was a lot of unknowns. And then to see the towers come crumbling down.
And then the officials told about how first responders from the LA area got on airplanes and headed back to New York to help, not knowing what they would find or what they would encounter. They just went. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
First responders in Culver City have marked the anniversary this morning as well.
Firefighters and law enforcement officers stood at attention promptly 7 o'clock this morning here in front of Fire Station 1 in Culver City. The Culver City Fire Chief, David White, talking with KNX about this day, why the remembrances are so important.
The further we are from that event, you know, the more it fades from memory. I knew when I watched the first tower fall that we lost hundreds of firefighters in that moment. It's hard for me to convey the emotion of watching that.
One man who lives nearby also brought his son, who's just turning 18, wasn't alive when 9/11 happened. In Culver City, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.